Blog Talk Radio.
I found it. Hey, babe, I got you, man. I make hits, babe. You know what I'm saying?
From the beginning. I ain't tell a story in a minute. Moving in my feelings, I was tripping. I already told these bitches that they need to mind their business. Listen, I am easily offended. You could get under my skin when you bring it to my children or you fucking with my friends. I'ma find out where you live at if you fucking on my man. Let me edit out the parts when I hit it with the fan. Why they wanna resurrect the old me? I told that boy he should've never chose, but I appreciate the times when I was lonely. I be under pressure, but a bitch ain't never folding. Shawty in my Mew Mew. Shawty, I ain't sorry, bitch, I'm popping, I'm a new mood. Nobody can stop it, I'm a monster in a tutu. Any bitch I'm dropping, I'm a problem, this is voodoo. Who you? I don't want no problems, man. A hurricane, doing 90 in the caravan. I used to like it when I didn't even have a man. Now I'm in love, and this bitches wouldn't understand. Now they mad, I'm moving like the old me. Winning with my beta money rolling. I appreciate the time when I was lonely. Now I'm smiling at the hand that we is holding.
Yeah. Make sure y'all stream Bay by me and my Bay. Easy to block, Captain. You know what I'm saying? Also, I wanted to get into this whole Nicki Minaj is reigning and will continue to reign and just dominates female rap. And I just think that it's awesome that she's doing that, but when are the other girls going to get a chance? Can the other girls do anything about it? Is it going to happen? I mean, hold on. One second, guys. Matter of fact, let's listen to Bay one more time while I get this background together.
Hey, babe, I got you, man. I make hits, babe. You know what I'm saying?
All right, let's get into it. So, Nicki Minaj reigns. There's a couple of girls coming up that I like, that I care to mention, that be on my agenda, like on my radar, so to speak. But we have like the two top girls right now besides Nicki Minaj, and that's Megan Thee Stallion and Doja Cat. Now, Megan Thee Stallion hasn't been making a splash. I think it's largely because Megan's a twerker. Like, I feel like because she twerks so well, it's just so captivating to watch and so entertaining to see her ass do that, that we was just like a little hypnotized by it. Because what is it really? Like, is Megan basic bars? I feel like Megan is basic bars. Nobody thinks that Megan's, I think that she's basic with the rap and stuff. I also feel like Megan borrowed a lot from Moneybagg Yo. I feel like she took a lot of Moneybagg Yo's swag. I noticed it before they even said that, you know what I'm saying, they were a thing. And I just feel like she did that. Like, I don't know. If you listen to Moneybagg Yo's ad-libs when he raps, like, from the very beginning, like, I've been listening to Moneybagg Yo since 2014. If you listen to the way he raps, you're gonna hear it in Megan's shit. Like, you're gonna hear what I'm talking about. You're gonna hear the ad-libs. You're gonna hear the similarities in the raps. But, that's how I feel about Megan. So even when they be saying that other girl, Erica Banks, sounds like Megan, I can't agree, because I feel like Megan sounds like Moneybagg Yo. So Megan dropped a song. I think it's called Girls in the Hood. And it's a sample from Eazy-E's Boys in the Hood. How about we just take a listen to that? I think the audio is out on that. And let's just have a listen. She just dropped it. She's like the number two girl, so to speak. She was number one on the Billboard with Beyonce for the Savage remix. And let's see what she's working with here.
On the gram, yeah. Bitch, you better hope I never run across a man. In the mall with him, I'ma have a ball with him. Whoa. Somebody call Rihanna, I'ma buy some draws with him. He fucking with the day, cause he in the wild women. Wild with them legs on his head, now he love tall women. You'll never miss me calling these niggas daddy. I ain't lying by my nuts just to make a nigga happy.
I don't know. It's kind of basic. I don't like it. I don't like it, y'all. I don't like it. I don't like, this is what they're arguing over? That's terrible. If I was Eazy-E's daughters, I'd be mad too. Because that wasn't it. That was not it. I don't know what Megan's doing with that. I just feel like she's basic bars. Like, what are we talking about here? What was that? Y'all want to, let's listen to the rest. Fuck it. I mean, we're here. I'm not being monetized. I told y'all, to me, Megan is basic bars. The twerking shit is what really captivated us, because she's so strong. Her knees are so strong. You know, her ass cheeks are clapping. It's like a lot of people can't do that. And I think even like some of the songs were even good, because I liked Tina Snow, and I liked a couple of her singles, but that ain't it. That ain't it. So Doja Cat dropped a fucking song with Gucci Mane. I mean, a video, actually. She dropped the visuals. The visuals were leaked before, but then the scandal happened. Then we got to see how weird she was, and everything was put on hold. And then they just dropped the video. So they dropped it yesterday.
It started with a few smaller bills.
Well, then they started getting bigger. I saved for this.
Not that much. That's why Aflac is here. My, to help with the expenses health insurance doesn't cover. I love
Where's
that Aflac.
Mute? Like, I'm sorry. I could have sworn like, oh, there it goes. Aflac. I'm not even used to like not having, like having commercials. This is my other channel, so you know. It's a sacrifice.
Wait.
Let's see what they do. This is my shit, so I ain't even gonna hold you. This song is fire. Why did this bitch have to be so fucking weird? Because this shit is fire. I'm just so mad at her. Like, bitch.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Oh my god, already blowing Megan out the fucking water. Okay, so we can see clearly. We can see right now. We can see right now. She can rap better than Megan Thee Stallion. She raps better than Megan. That's just a given. She raps better than Megan Thee Stallion. The twerking thing, no contest. But who really is a fuck? You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, she raps better than Meg. This is a song. She writes songs better than Meg. It's just more to this package than what Megan gives us. It's more to this Doja Cat package. Now the fucked up shit about Doja Cat is, the bitch is weird, and she showed us too much of her fucking weirdness. And now we're, like, dealing with the aftermath of that weird shit. But the bitch is fire. This song is fire. I mean, what are we doing here? Let's finish watching. Oh, I brought it back? Fuck it. That's how fire it is. Let it come back. Why not? What could you really say about that? She got it. There's also, well, there's Doja Cat, there's Megan just put the trash out, back-to-back trash, that fucking album. It was like, I like Captain Hook, I like Savage, because y'all like Savage, and it's almost like y'all for Savage. You want me, Savage is all right, it was way better with Beyonce, but still, I don't listen to it. I downloaded it because it's the girls, but I don't listen to it, and I love Beyonce to death, but Savage ain't my shit. Then we have Sweet Tea, but to me, it's like those are the top three. Nicki Minaj, Doja Cat, Megan Thee Stallion. Megan Thee Stallion, though, lyrically, I don't feel like she's there. I don't feel like she's right there. I don't. I really, really fucking don't. But then there's Sweet Tea, and she just put out something called Happen. Yeah, there we go. All right. Thank you very much. Is there a video? Okay. No. Oh, she has a video for Tap In. Let's watch it together because I had no idea that the video was out. Fucking commercial, guys. So, Sweet Tea is from the West Coast. She's fire. She's pretty. She goes out with one of the Migos. I forgot which one. I don't, you know, I used to really love the Migos. When Contraband was out, 2014, you know, when they get super commercial, you just, like, say, fuck it, let the world have them. But when nobody was on to them or liked them like that, that was my, those was my niggas. All right. Basic bars, just off the first swing, basic bars. So she's definitely in that realm with Megan's flow might be tighter. So Megan's definitely above Sweet Tea, but not too much higher. But Sweet Tea is definitely basic bars. The whistle beat though, and that's what everybody's been saying about Sweet Tea. She's yet to drop something, like she's yet to drop a bop with an original beat with her own sound. But I feel like that's what hip hop does. We can't talk about Sweet Tea and not talk about Diddy, Sean Puffy Combs, because that's how he came in. That's what he did. So we're not even going to do that to that girl. I like what she's doing. I mean, she's not the most lyrical person, but I like the way she look. I like her brand, and I like her bops. Her bops are like real club bops, real summer, real L.A. I love it. So fuck that. There's another person I'll be tuning into, Ruby Rose. She just dropped Pretty Motherfucker. A month ago, it was, as we can see, it got 1.9 million views. I forgot who she signed by, Arista. She signed by somebody, like, not Babyface. Wait, I'm going to look it up really fast. She signed by somebody of stature. Who is Ruby? What the fuck is her? Because why is, okay, Ruby. Okay, yeah, she's, because there's a white Ruby Rose. She's the black. Who's Ruby Rose signed to? She's the black Ruby Rose. Where the fuck is her information? Ruby. Where's her Wikipedia? It's not coming up, y'all. Like, why is this so hard? There's Genius, but I don't want to, like, Ruby Rose. They like, what's her ethnicity? Like, I don't give a fuck. Who the fuck signed her? It's like fucking one of those executive motherfuckers. Anyway, I'm not doing this with y'all. Y'all find out and then come tell me. Tell me in the comments. Let's just look at the video. Okay, so this is what I like about Ruby Rose. I like the fact that her voice is super deep and she's not trying to have that, like, baby-ass voice. She's not doing that baby voice thing. She's a model. She's pretty. She's, like, the look that, you know, it's a good look. She's pretty, but she's pretty, you know? So it's kind of easy for the pretty girls, but I like her voice. Her voice is fire. She's loose. It's a little hoish. Her music is very ho-oriented. Not too much substance there. So if you're looking for substance, you're not going to get it from Ruby Rose. Not at this time. Not at this time. But she's working with a little something. I like the video overall. I like her. I like her voice, like I said. And I like what she gives to the camera. She gives. All my real bitches, put your middle fingers up. Let a nigga know that you don't give a fuck. I don't want to talk, nigga. You ain't got enough. Got to spend the whole thing. Couple thousand ain't enough. Cap ass, black ass, flexing ass, broke nigga. Where you getting money, but you really selling hoes, nigga. He ain't my type, but we need a whole boat, nigga. Lavish ass life, put a mansion in a boat, nigga. Did I stutter? Pretty motherfucker. Married to the money, nigga, I can never lay ya. Only one Ruby, there can never be another. Got a big mouth, nigga, I can never fuck ya. Fucking nigga good in the back of the back, yeah. Pussy so good, he be calling it crack, yeah. Change your whole life, nigga, big old fat. Go and get the money, nigga, bring that back. All my real bitches, put your middle fingers up. Let a nigga know that you don't give a fuck. I don't wanna talk, nigga, you ain't got enough. Gotta spend the whole thing, couple thousand ain't enough. Cap ass, whack ass, flexing ass, broke nigga. Where you getting money, but you really selling hoes, nigga. He ain't my type, but we need a whole boat, nigga. Lavish ass life, put a mansion in a boat, nigga. Get the money, sis, get the money. Break a nigga ass down to his last honey. Ruby Rose might be neck and neck with the rapping with Meg Thee Stallion. Like, she had a little something there. She had, there was some bars there. Like, I'm not mad at that. There was some bars there with Ruby Rose. What y'all think about her? She got another one. Where's that one where she's, like, in the marching band shit? That shit is cute as shit. Where is it? Right here. That's not bad either. And I think this is underrated. This is underrated, but the girls get swept under the rug all the time.
your dance. Bitch, hit your dance. Stop staring at my top.
The only dance that I hit is a money dance. I don't move for nothing less than 100 bands. When a bitch gets a drippin' and these niggas start tipping, I'm a savage for the player, hit the running man. Movie rolls in a Rolls Royce looking at the stars. With that bag right beside me. I ain't trippin', I can have anything that I want. Nigga, you and your side piece, bitches.
She all right, she all right. She got a little bit of bars. She definitely got a budget. You can see the money. You can see the motherfucking money there. Somebody else who I've been paying attention to is Bia. She has this single she dropped, Cover Girl. She still ain't dropped the visuals for Cover Girl yet. But we can listen to Cover Girl.
Blew a bag on that pussy cause he know I'm worth it. Maybelline cover girl for certain. And my body on point, they be like, who's your surgeon? Turns out, I'm never in a drought. And from what these niggas say, I look better in person. I'm already getting used to the lurking. Man, these bitches can't stop, they the regular version.
You know what I was thinking, like, when I was watching this other day, like, who she remind me of? And she reminds me of a mill. The voice a little bit too. She reminds me of a mill. We're kind of missing that look. We're not missing this look because we've been doing this forever, but she does remind me of a mill. And that's a good thing.
Coins, I earned them. This is baby daddy's. I'm still perfect. $100,000 car just to slam the door. Made him quit the drink because it was fucking up his organ. Niggas act like future, but they say they want a lawyer. The irony, quit trying me. Okay, take me out the Barney's if you proud of me. I like baguettes, I like the sex boy if you drowning me. I'm not fucking no nigga if he don't deserve it.
Alright, I like Bia. Another under the radar girl I'll be checking for is Rennie Bucci. She has like a whole bunch of subscribers here, 200,010, and she has a million plus Instagram followers. Like, my friend just put me on to her, but I like some of her shit. And one song that I listen to in the car is Trap Nigga. I don't know if she put it up here on the channel. I'm sure she did. We could just look and see.
Damn, boy, this is what I...
Because Trap Nigga's really my shit, though. Like, I really drive to that. And she got a playlist. Like, she's been putting some work in, clearly. Here's the quick tape. That's the fucking...
Yeah, catch a broke bitch throwing that shade with the fire in her face. Now I call.
This is shit I drive to work to, and it puts me in a good mood every day. While we mentioning the girls, and that is Rico Nasty. She's from DC, I think. She's a little alternative. She be having some shit. I don't know if she dropped any new shit because I've really been off her. But this was my shit. Like, I think we need standout shit and, like, a little bit more mixed-up shit when it comes down to females and hip-hop, because, shit, I'm tired of the bodies and just the same old shit. Cardi B, what's she been up to, guys? What's been happening? Nothing. Last thing we got from Cardi was, yes, with motherfucking Fat Joe. Right? That's the last thing we got. We could visit that just for the memory. Because where is she there? It's fucked up. Oh, we ain't signed up for this, Cardi. I'm sorry. City Girls. They just dropped Job. I mean, you say, look.
Hi.
I fuck with them, but again, they are not lyrical. It's just a vibe. A vibe you can't be around the kids with. You can't be around your parents with. You can't really do it. I love this. Is a private vibe. This is a private vibe. Because they ain't on some bullshit.
Dance with Cassie.
What fucking video is this? No. What is the real video? Like, there's a video. What the fuck? That was rude. Like, what are we doing? Oh, okay. I was about to say it.
Excuse me.
Boy, what?
I'm trying to place an order.
What you want?
Like, this can't be what we doing.
Let me get the bonus wings and some collard greens.
I keep telling your ass, we got collard greens on Wednesdays and Thursdays. What are they in?
All right, let me just get a drink then.
What you want to drink?
Let me get a...
Wait. Take it too long. Get a fucking coke. Yay! He's trying to be about to go to the NFL. Bro, let me see. Is it a penny? Bro, what the
time. Is there a reason I got another custom complaint about y'all? Another complaint. A custom complaint. What's the problem? What's going on?
The problem is I'm tired of this motherfucking job. It's been like collard greens, just hot behind that register. So, like, I'm tired.
Wait. It's all we got.
Oh, no.
Y'all get up out of here. Don't go.
When she said, this is all we got, she felt that shit.
That's all we got.
Girl, I can't believe we got a fight today. I could believe it. And I ain't feeling
that. I'm so mad that y'all pointed out that Saucy Santana had a fake camel toe or tucked his bang to make it look like a camel toe. I'm so mad y'all pointed that out to me because I would have never even paid it no goddamn attention at all.
I'm on motherfucking job application.
Yeah.
You're not in the NFL, right? Fuck all that. Y'all hoes already look tired as hell. Bobo's on just a mess. Y'all need to pull out an OnlyFans account and flip that motherfucking check.
Yeah, bitch, y'all need to start business. Hair, nail, or whatever.
I don't give a damn what y'all do. I know one thing for damn sure. Y'all work jobs. Bitch, y'all is a job.
Goddamn well, City Girls is basic as hell. I like their accents. And I like when they say period and flued out. You know what I'm saying? But beyond that, like, lyrically, no. No, that's not what we're doing. So, Nicki Minaj, guys. It's like, to me, it's Nicki, Doja Cat, and then... And then I'm only speaking commercially. I'm not speaking about, like, rappers that are not reaching a commercial success or catching my attention because I'm a little ratchet or, like, I'm into, like, the silly shit right now or, like, I'm not listening to bitches who's burning incenses and all. You know, no offense to nobody. I'm just saying that's not where I'm at. I'm just saying those commercially are the ones, to me, that stand out. And Doja can rap. She's just weird as fuck. So Nicki Minaj, she's number one with Tekashi 6ix9ine, with the Trolls video and so on. Look at how many fucking views this shit got. 150 million. Wow. That's a lot of fucking. That's a lot of streams. That's a lot of streams. Is Nicki smart? She is. Come on, she's gonna have a baby. She already has millions locked down. She's just getting the coin right now. She's just getting the coin. I mean, if you believe in this country and you believe in capitalism, you shouldn't have one fucking problem with what she's doing.
Me. You don't want no problems at your party, don't invite me. I don't worry about you niggas, bitch, I'm talking about.
said looking for the cloud tea. Trash. She was really rapping and giving so much character and face is no. She's the queen of rap. Clearly, like, you can rewind the tape. This is all you probably needed. This is probably all you'll ever need. Like, just off of this alone, it was like she dominated everybody as far as rap is concerned. As far as faces, too. As far as looks. But, yeah, Nicki still dominates. I think that Doja Cat is, like, a close number two. Besides the people that I'm not aware of, y'all could feel free to put me on. But, yeah, Nicki, son, she did that. All right, I'm out. I'm tired. I got a long drive tomorrow.
Can you go to my party while you're in the swamps? Can you go to my party while you're in the swamps? Why? It won't kick you out. Oh, you're actually in the game? Oh, so I was locked in love with her. He's not just about to say it's stupid or it's easy, because I know it's easy. Oh, you're not the color? Okay. See, now I'm getting myself at 1 o'clock. Now I'm so disappointed. I'm getting myself at 1 o'clock, and I'm hardly to be. Just give me the food. Yeah. Yeah, but Jason should be get to be a dark bomber skin. Or that 800 skin. I'll just see something with the 800 skin. Or he gave me that cheap emote 200. I actually think he'll give me that cheap emote one. No, I didn't. She's not 20 years old. The TV fixers? I didn't know she was born 2009 or 2010.
Okay, you're
still a shot. You can't hit them to yourself. That was a slingshot. If I had a snorkel out, then. No, actually, I want the dark bomber. That's not a flood skin, but don't ever towards the skin. Yes. If we're buying that skin, he still won't be trash anyway. Highest level. No, I don't. Alright, so was that one today? Time, except for like a house ago. Yeah, Roscoe.
Are you on?
Why are you asking me that? Hey, look, Jason's so cheap. I want the dark bomber, Jason. Oh, actually, I might pay my dad $5 and get the dark bomber myself. Yeah, I'm getting the pack. I already have 650. lost my money. Whoops. What emo is not trying to step for the thing that did this? Like, I just said the one that they don't dance like an extra. Now, but also, we have mostly all the skins in the game. You say you got 100 something skins? How many skins in here? Like 1,000? How much am I? 500. It's not gonna sweat. No, I'm not. I was just about to get gifted the dark bomber. Bosco? I was just about to get. I'm getting the dark bomber. Right now. Yes! You see your back from taking the rare. No, you text him to be in our clan, huh? I don't care. I'm not that. Yeah, and I'm the co-owner, so if he's AFK? No, you're not! Shut up! No, it's our keys! It's our keys! You're not the Coco woman. But Jason just said you're a member. She's only a member. What? Actually, it's only one co-owner, one leader. That's it. You hear the name? Jason, when I'm at my girl's house, I'll go to them at CVS and get your gift card. Why go get my car? I won't be here until Thursday. I won't be back for Thursday.